Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 30th of October, and I'm recording at 9:44 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, another fascinating day here in the markets. I'll start with the USA. The GDP growth figures came through a little bit better than expected. The main point is on an annualized basis, they're up 3.5%. And for the last two quarters, I saw a comment that, that it was the best GDP growth since 2006. So, again, it's not a roaring recovery, but it is improving. And it's encouraging overall, and it also indicates that the what I think most every just about everybody expected, but the Fed's decision to end the QE was correct. Now the Dow did best today. It was really a jump of 1.3%, but it was mostly on the back of Visa, the credit card company's price surge. Here, they reported earnings last night after the close, and the share leapt dramatically higher in here today, partly on the basis that they were going to be raising prices that they were going to charge some banks, and people see that as, again, another sign of strengthening economy overall. We didn't get much action here from the U.S. bonds. 10-year 2.3058%, so just a fraction higher. We had, among these indices here overall for the U.S., remember I mentioned a couple of days ago that, of course, this was overbought after the surge to the upside. That's still the case. There is this resistance near the highs, also those round of phobia levels that I had been mentioning over the last 2 months before the good shakeout on Wall Street. The transport index, which actually led the recovery following that correction, was down in here today. It was also down a little bit yesterday, and it's not, for the record, it's not maintained so far. It's break above the September high. That shouldn't be too surprising given the speed and extent of the move to the upside, but possibly worth noting. Now elsewhere, Canada a little weaker, Mexico up 0.8%. Brazil, which had plunged in the last 2 weeks of the election as it became clear that we were not going to get a new government in there. But it has steadied subsequently at that low level. It was up 2.5% in here today. European stock markets did not, they were all a little bit firmer, it looks like. But, you know, they're still serial underperformers here overall. I don't have all of them in front of me right now, but the main eight that I can see are all down. The Eurostoxx 50, that's down over 10% on the year. The UK is 7.42. France and Germany down 11.5 and nearly 12.5, respectively. So you see, these are not good performances here. And Switzerland, of course, not in the EU, is down just 0.75 percentage point. Now, against Wall Street, which moved into the minus column on most of its indices at the bottom of the recent correction, is doing better. The S&P up a commendable 7.91%, nearly 8% here, but commendable given the strength that we saw on Wall Street last year. But it's by no means a world beater. The Dow's up less. The Nasdaq is the better performer, up 9.33%. That's the Nasdaq composite index. But compare that with some of the moves that we have seen in Asia, and I'll mention those percentages. But Japan helped in here today. Not least by the dollar's strength, which enabled the yen to weaken a little bit further. It's currently at 109.22 against the greenback. But Japan gained 2/3 of a percentage point in here today, and it'll probably do better tomorrow. But it's still down on the year, down 7.3% on the year. But that had we talk about Wall Street's gains last year. Japan's gains were massive last year. So this has basically been a year of consolidation and what I think is basically a bullish scenario here overall. But more interestingly, here in terms of recent performances, while the Hang Seng Index was down a half a percentage point in here today, the Shanghai Composite pushed ahead again, and that was up 3/4 of a percentage point today. But it has extended that recovery. It's worth mentioning this because there's so many big bears on China, and I have written about this and commented on it on a number of occasions, but the technical action is very favorable and right now, and I put that down to monetary policy, which is of course such a crucial indicator overall. And of course, just a throwback to Wall Street, monetary policy there remains very favorable despite the ending of QE. But look at the gains here. Shanghai Composite Index is outperforming Wall Street this year. It's up 11.93%. I think many of you may be a little bit surprised to hear that. India, runaway best performer here, hit a new all-time high in here today, and it's up over 30% on both the CNX Nifty Index and the Sensex BSE Sensex Index, both up over 30%. Elsewhere, decent gains. Indonesia up over 18%. Thailand up over 21%. So, see, Asia's not a bad place to not a bad place to be. Asia Pacific, Australia, modest gain, but it's come back very strongly in the last few weeks, up nearly 1.5% on the year now. And New Zealand doing better, up 8.5% on the year. Okay, what else is going on here? Well, Russia, my goodness, Russia's been in crisis, as you know, hit by the sanctions and hit even harder by the collapse in the oil price. But a little bit of excitement here for the bulls. I think it was mainly due to short covering in here today. And Goldman Sachs was talking about this, and I think they probably had one of the bigger short positions. But the ruble this morning weakened to nearly 44 rubles. That would be a new all-time low versus the US dollar. But it then closed at 41.5. So a big turnaround there. It was a dramatic key day reversal. And that's occurring before the central bank meeting tomorrow. And Russia has thrown a ton of money at the ruble to keep it, I think, over 68 billion. But they're expected to raise interest rates tomorrow, and in their efforts to defend the currency. But that's hard on the rest of the economy. But it certainly, as I say, firmed up the ruble. So we've seen at least a peak here of it. I beg your pardon. We've seen a low of at least near-term significance. The RTSI index, that's that Russian stock market index, but calculated in US dollar terms, that also had a good upward dynamic in here today from near its lows of the last few years. So follow through to the upside tomorrow by both the RTSI index and also the ruble would be, well, that would indicate a combination of some further short covering and also some maybe new demand actually coming in. It certainly is a cheap market, but it's not one I like because of the governance problems, and that's really all about Vladimir Putin, as you know. He's gone quieter in here, put it that way, in terms of some of his aggressive territorial ambitions. And we can, well, at least I'm grateful for that. Okay, what else is taking place here today? We have the grains and beans. Well, they weakened a little bit today, particularly soybeans. We saw crude oil in the USA that was soft. The WTI, that's at 81.12. The Brent remains a little bit firmer here. Brent is at 86.07. Crude oil looks pretty overextended on the downside, but we have not yet seen any dynamics there, and it's really a supply problem here right now. I mean, my feeling, and I think I've mentioned this before, but is that the Saudis are pressuring the, or wanting to pressure the U.S. producers. Some of those shale producers will have to cut production, or they certainly will not go ahead with further production while prices are down here. That would be a temporary gain for the Saudis, and would help to lift the oil price if that were to be the case. But you know, the technology is going to continue to improve in terms of those shale operations, and this is a long-term story. This is not going to go away. I think the big story here is that the oil producers who have really been accustomed to years and years of prices ranging higher and felt that they could extrapolate that trend indefinitely. Well, that's not the case here, as there is the capability to produce vastly more oil, partly due to technology, well, mainly due to technology, and that's a worldwide phenomenon. And then, of course, there are all the renewables which continue to develop, particularly solar, and then all the talk of new nuclear, and that's another interesting story, as you know. So while I would expect oil to be higher by the end of the year, probably, and next year than it is in here today, we are moving further and further away from the big spike to the upside possibilities, and that's extremely good news. And I think that's pretty much it. But I mentioned the dollar is a little bit firmer, the euro and sterling a little bit easier in here, sterling at 1.60. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.